Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. President Trump could count last week as a good week in that there were no apparent bombshells in the Mueller report. But a national poll from Quinnipiac University had some news that might trouble the president as he launches his reelection campaign. Joining me to discuss that polling is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
So what did the Quinnipiac poll find?
Quinnipiac poll found that 53% of voters nationwide say that they will not vote for Donald Trump for a second term.
53%.
53%. Now, anytime you're an incumbent and that number creeps over 50%, you have something to worry about. And he certainly does. And if you break it down into gender, 60% of the women who were polled said that they wouldn't vote for him for president. That's even worse in a situation like this, where in fact his opponent could well be a woman.
Do you think there are Republicans who want to see him challenge for the GOP nomination?
I think there are some, but I don't think they know who that is. I mean, the poll said that 56% said that they don't want to see him challenged. There's like something like 70% of Republicans are approve of him and want him to have a second term. I think that those Republicans who'd like to see him go right now, I don't think they have anybody to rally around.
If a majority of voters say they won't vote for Trump in 2020, that has to be good news for the Democrats. Out of those Democratic candidates, who would benefit the most?
That's going to depend upon who wins this battle for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party that's going on between sort of the centrist candidates, the more moderate candidates, and the progressive wing of the party. Now, if you look at this Quinnipiac poll, Joe Biden is far ahead of the field in terms of, you know, he has like 29% support. It's a very big field, by the way. And Bernie Sanders is at 19%. Beto O'Rourke at 12%. They're the only ones that are in double figures. Everybody else is in single figures. And it's going to be a matter of who actually wins this nomination as to whether or not it's good news or not.
Any other interesting findings in the recent polling?
Yeah, I thought, they polled on the question of whether or not we should go to a new system of electing president, a direct election of president based on the popular vote rather than the Electoral College. Now, that would take a constitutional amendment, obviously. But a majority, 54% of the voters, say they want to see that. And, you know, obviously, overwhelmingly, Democrats want to see it, and overwhelmingly, Republicans don't want to see it, because I think it's very clear. I mean, look at what happened in 2016 and how by a great margin, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. But, of course, she lost in the Electoral College. And I don't think the Republicans actually believe that they can win the popular vote, and the Democrats think that maybe they can't win at this point in time in the Electoral College.
WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, you can read his column and Tales from the Trail on our website, wvxu.org. Howard, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.